Max Volume. Welcome aboard, everybody. A big concert night here in the Truckee Meadows, and plenty of seats still available for Iron Maiden. With me right here, a big welcome for Bruce Dickinson.
Hello.
Welcome.
Very nice to be here. Again.
Again, yeah. Yes. Yeah, great show. Last time we saw you down, you played at Mackey Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But we built a brand new 12,000-seat arena.
I know, it's great. Just right next door. I remember, because the stage was all around the wrong way, because we arrived... Yeah. When we arrived there last year, we thought, oh, great, we're going to be playing a huge field, 20,000 people, you know, yada, 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 yada. Then we found out we were playing to the stands and there was 3,000. It was real good.
You brought Eddie out on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those of you that don't know who Eddie is,
he's their mascot.
It's the
wow. Yeah.
Tell us about Eddie. Now, you brought him out on stage. I ran backstage to see him and he was gone.
Poof. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he went back into his coffin, you know.
Into his coffin?
Yeah, his box of earth brought all the way from North London, not from Transylvania, from North London, which is where he comes from, really. And so that's Eddie. Eddie the monster, who may or may not be appearing tonight, but I'm probably, fans of Eddie will not be disappointed tonight. We've got this enormous stage set. I'll say that again. This enormous stage set, which is enormous. It's got seven semis or something.
Kind of an Egyptian theme, right?
Yeah, we brought the pyramids, again, all the way from North London. And in Egypt. That's North London in Egypt. We brought them all the way from there. And we brought them over here along with monsters and demons and all kinds of pyrotechnics and stuff. And we got the biggest indoor sound system in the world.
120,000 watts of iron.
You know more about this than I do. Where do you get all this stuff from?
So, now you joined the band. You joined the band on the third record, the Number of the Beast.
Number of the Beastie, that's right. Yes. Yes. Oh, there I am on the back there.
There you are.
Holding a burning, actually it's not a burning torch, what it was a piece of cardboard, and they painted the flames on top of it. That's a bit of a downer, isn't it, really? We're all standing in a studio, and the guy said, why don't you point your finger and look at an imaginary devil sort of in the middle of the floor there, and then we'll paint the fires of hell around you. All very Spinal Tap. So there we are, all peering intently at this little dot on the studio floor, and there appeared the fires of hell. You see this chap here? This chap here with the trident and the enormous penis. That's right. They've got enormous penises now. Our designer who paints all our weird and wonderful pictures. People say he's got no sense of humour. Well, he might have no sense of humour, but he does like chaps with huge penises. You'll notice that the Flight of Icarus, the cover, right, of the Flight of Icarus, has Icarus going down in flames. All very mythological in Greek, but you notice that he has, in fact, got a 12-foot-long donger hanging out from there. Must be his undercarriage, I suppose. He's probably a sort of one of those guys who flaps around to put out forest fires with it, you know what I mean? That's probably what it was for.
Now, a lot of people think you guys are like a devil band or something.
No, we're into penises, right?